disciples. That their folk will know how you treat one another. You've heard the old saying, the proof is in the pudding. That means that evidence demonstrates some kind of proof that I really am one who loves my brother and my sister. I gotta prove to the world that I'm not just a church boy. I gotta prove my love to folk who may not carry a Bible. I gotta prove to the world folk who may not say, I love Jesus, but they are looking at you and I and say, now let me see here. It looks to me that those Christians really are kind of fake people. He says, based on how you treat one another, based on how you treat your brother and your sister, based on that, there is some proof. Can I testify? There have been times when you have not been the greatest witness, and I haven't either. But thank God for Jesus. He has a way of coming along and allowing the love to come out, because love overtakes hate. And that's what becomes so important. So what is the proof? Where is the evidence tonight that you really love your brother? You got to prove to the world that they may see something in you. The word says, let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I feel like loving tonight just based on that. There are times when you've had to really hold tight because somebody has really offended you. You say, if I see him at that reunion again, I ain't going to say a mumbling word. But then the Holy Ghost starts to convict you. You say, but you don't know what they did to me back in 79. I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Let that thing go tonight. Say, you know what? I got to love you because somebody is saying, where is the evidence that I love my brother and my sister? Amen? That's what makes you a true disciple. Based on this love in real time. This love right now. This Monday and Tuesday love. And this Wednesday and Thursday love. And this Friday and Saturday love. And this Sunday love. I was so blessed on yesterday. When I went to pick my sister up at the Walmart, she was already on cloud nine. Why? There were some saints outside the Walmart who had already prayed for her. Oh, glory to God. And they're here tonight. And they were being disciples at the Walmart. Look at that. That they went to the highways and the byways and did ministry in real time. They didn't say, well, maybe I'll pray for you on Sunday. They took time right there and began to lift up. We can't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's the power of God to everyone that believes. We ought to take time and prove to the world. You shall know the truth. It will set you free. Well, can I remind you tonight of an old case? It had become a cold case. Just call it you versus the devil. The devil tried to make a case against you and I some 2,000 years ago. He had trumped up charges. He produced some shaky facts. He was sure he had an airtight case in presenting what he believed was evidence to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But he got a surprise because when he brought forth evidence, it did not hold water in court. Amen? In my mind's eye, I can see the accuser, the father of lies, trying everything he could, bringing up every half-truth to try and make you and I look bad. But I'm glad that God sat on the throne, and every time the devil said something about us, God said, overruled. Aren't you glad tonight that the enemy is trying to get you? But he says, overrule. Yeah, but there are backbiters. Overrule. You don't know, but they're careless. He said, overrule. But they're conniving and they're down and out. He says, overrule. But yeah, you got to realize that they're dirty and they're fake and they're phony. He says, overrule. They're hard-headed and hard to please and liars. Overrule. They're lazy and no count, overruled. They're no good and sometimes overruled. They're suspect and unfit and unreliable. Aren't you glad today? Every time the devil makes a charge against you, God says overruled. And I'm glad today, every time the enemy comes on your track, God says overruled. Why? Because I sent my son, Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. I see a surprise witness coming on the scene. It looks like someone who the devil thought he had gotten beat. It looks like somebody with a testimony. It looks like Jesus who is risen from the dead. It looks like Jesus who comes and makes the case tonight. It looks like Jesus who was hung high. It looks like Jesus who went to an old rugged cross. It looks like Jesus who died our soul to save. It looks like Jesus who says, I know what they've been through. It looks like Jesus who makes a way out of no way. And so there is the evidence. He died, but he rose again. My God, the jury got happy. My God, the judge got happy. Aren't you glad that he sits high and he looks low? And that's why I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. But I'm stuck today on overruled, that they may have got evidence on you, but he says, I have made my case. That he did all of that for you and all of that for me. Only because he wants for us to be examples of love. If he could do that, the least we can do is to love one another. Amen? Tonight, where is the evidence? You say you love me. Courtroom A is off the chain. But where's the evidence in your life and my life once we leave these sacred walls? Love in real time. Let's give God a praise tonight. Amen. Part one. We'll have part two tomorrow. Come on, stand all over this place. Come to Jesus. Come. Come. Come to Jesus, just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now. He will save you. Tonight, I want to offer Christ to you. If there's a chance that you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, tonight you can receive him into your heart. It's just like that. He'll save you just like that. The Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. That becomes the evidence that you've given your heart to him. As we bow tonight, I want to pray for you wherever you are tonight, be it in this place in Florida, or maybe you're over the internet, just tuning in, but you have never made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I come right now in the name of Jesus. Touch that heart, that soul. Only you know who is saved. The preacher does not have a crystal ball. He does not know, but he presents the evidence of Jesus Christ It is our prayer today that you might receive him into your heart. Come, Lord Jesus, and bless today. Amen. Amen. Give God a praise today. I want to